came to tell you what Jesus said. Hallelujah. Repent of your sin and be baptized. It seems to be the hardest thing for us to do, repent. Or before we repent, we'll explain it away. We'll justify it. Hallelujah. But all you got to do is repent. And he'll do the rest. We give glory and honor and praise to God our Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who has brought us together one more time. This, y'all, is the 265th day of the year. 100 days left in it. Hallelujah. And it's another day the Lord has made. What are we supposed to be doing? Rejoicing. And be glad that we're in the day. Because it could have left us in yesterday. But he allows us to come out into another day so that we can praise him some more. So he can get some more glory out of our lives. Hallelujah. Praise God. Anybody owe God some praise? Hallelujah. Anybody thankful for being here today? Hallelujah. Praise God. I know it could be better, but also could be worse. Hallelujah. And he has kept us through this and through that. Hallelujah. He didn't promise us every day would be glorious. But he did promise you're going to have some trials. You're going to have some great tribulations. Hallelujah. But don't worry about that. In him you still will have your peace and your deliverance. Hallelujah. So we glorify God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit who has brought us together one more time. Praise God. And to all of the ministers in the house. We praise God for you. To our presider, Elder Switson. To all officers of the church. Hallelujah. And to every lay person. That's the rest of you. Hallelujah. The lay people is just as important as the preacher. Because without the preacher wouldn't have no work to do. No preaching to preach to. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we praise God for you being in the midst. Hallelujah. What time is it? Good news time. God's word is good news, and it's good news in this bad news world. And we are running swiftly through 11:59. All right. What time is it? Good news time. We come to bring you some good news. And it's good news in this bad news world. Hallelujah. You should find our text today in the book of Psalms 91, verse 1. Psalms 91, verse 1. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand here yielded with the man, physical man, and spiritual man. We give it all and yield it all into your hand. that you may use us for your glory, your honor, and your praise. Send a word that will edify and magnify and glorify. Send a word that will equip us for the time that lies ahead. Send a word that we may be better examples of you, and others can see your good works and give you the glory and be going unto you. And the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in our sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And the people of God say, amen. Psalms 91, verse 1, are you there? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, in his secret place. In his secret place. I'm not going to do a whole lot of preliminaries. I'm going right on into it. Verse 1. He that dwelleth. If you just stay in the secret place, then your deliverance is there, your healing is there, your protection, your shelter, your everything is there in his secret place. But a lot of time we get out of his secret place and get in our own. And as long as we're there, we are fighting a losing battle. But you got to remember to stay no matter what comes or go. Stay in a secret place. Hallelujah. His secret place is the word. Everything that you need, every obstacle you need to conquer, every problem you need to be solved is found in his secret place. And sometimes people cause people to wonder, how are you doing as well as you're doing? How can you keep a smile on your face with all the things that's going on in your life, with all the things that's going on in this world? How can you still have joy? Hallelujah. And the answer is because I'm in his secret place. I know something that you don't know. A lot of people know it up here, but they don't believe it in here. And it's up here, it's doing you no good. David said, thy word, Lord, have I hidden where? In my heart. So I won't sin against you. That's his secret place. And he that dwelleth stay there day in and day out. Everything that you're doing it according to the word of God. You dwell it in this secret place. And it said up the High, Most High. So you don't have to wonder who's Where is the secret place? Whose secret place? He told you, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. And that's God. Shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. If you just stay there, you have his protected covering over you, and you be able to be like David. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Because I know he's going to supply my every need. David also said, I was old, young, and now I'm old. And never have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. You just got to stay in the secret place and not get in our physical realm, but be spiritual. The old man, physical man, brother, had died out, and you took on the spirit man. And in the spirit man, we can do all things. Hallelujah. We can conquer all things. In the spirit man, we can love like we're supposed to love. In the spirit man, and we will forgive like we're supposed to forgive. Hallelujah. We know that this outward man is dying daily. But the inward man is renewed every day. Because what, as mother would say, I'm alive forevermore. Hallelujah. So if you stay under the shadow of the Almighty God, you will know that everybody who will say, the Lord is my refuge. You need to know that. And then you won't have to be putting yourself out there. The Lord is your refuge. I don't have to do it. Word tells us the battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. So why we waste a whole lot of days and weeks and years fighting what the Lord is doing or is supposed to do? Because as long as you're tangling with it, he's going to let you hound it. He doesn't take over. He wants you to choose to serve him. Choose to allow him to do your work. So you need to know that the Lord is your refuge. You know that he is your fortress. He is your protector. He is your covering. Hallelujah. He is your place of safety. Hallelujah. He has a wall built all around you. Isn't that what the devil said to the Lord when he came to test out, looking for somebody to deal with? And the Lord said, consider thy servant, my servant Job. Have you even thought about him? Hallelujah. Perfect upright man. One who feels God and eschews evil. And the devil answered that, yes, I have, but you got a hedge built around it. So he has that same thing around you. So he is my refuge. He is my fortress. And he is my God. Hallelujah. and it's in God that we're supposed to be trusting. So if we trust God, we know that God got it. If we trust God, we know that if God is for me, who's going to be against me? If we trust God, we know that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. When we trust God, know that I can't lose. All right? No matter what, I don't lose. Even in death, I don't lose. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Surely he has delivered thee from the snares of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. The enemy thought they had you at one time. But God deliver you out of his clutches. They thought that you won't get up from this one, but God delivered. Because you dare to hide and dwell in his secret place where our strength comes. Scripture said this morning, I lift my eyes unto the hills. Why are you looking at the hills? My help is coming from the hills. We need to keep looking up and stop looking down. We keep looking up because our hope is up. Our deliverance is up. Our peace and our joy is up. But when we start worrying, we're looking down. When we start doubting, we're looking down. And that leads to further gloom and doom. So know that the Lord will do it for me. And my God will I trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snares of the fowler. So don't think that you're going to lose. He said he would and he will deliver you from the snares of the fowler. And from the noisome pestilence, he do that for you. Every sickness, every disease, he will deliver. He shall cover thee with his feathers. That's the way the birds do. I grew up on a farm, and my daddy raised some chickens. And the chickens around the spring of the year will sit on the eggs until baby chicks were born. And then you wouldn't even know they were nesting sometimes, because they could hide themselves sometimes, find the nest. And the baby chicks come running out behind the mother. And every time, hawk or something to be in the area, the hen made some fast clucking noise. And the children knew what the cluck was. It was a special cry, and they ran to the mother, and she would open her wings. And they would run and getting close to the body. Under the shelter of her wings. She hid them. She shielded them. Putting her life on the line for the safety of her chicks. God lifted his wings over you. And he covers you under his wings. His wings shall thou trust, and his trust shall be shield, be your shield and your buckler. Tell you, what else do you need? God got it. You just got to trust him to do it. And he's going to do it because he said he would. Hallelujah. Stop putting your trust in yourself and trust God. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day. Whatever the evil may be, don't be afraid of it. Knowing that nothing's going to happen to me if God doesn't say so. Just that the devil had to get permission to go to Job, he got to get permission to come to you. And when it comes to you, God has got a test set up. Hallelujah. To see if you're going to trust him like you said you would. You know, we say one thing, but when it comes time to prove it, we're doing just the opposite. Hallelujah. He allowed these things to come so that you would know that he is God and would do what he said he would do. Hallelujah, Jesus. But don't be afraid of the terror that come at night. Some of us scared of the night. We all right in the daytime, but when night come, I want you to know that that same God that covers you in the day covers you in the night. And nothing is hidden from him. Hallelujah. Everything is light to him. He sees through the dark just as well as he sees through the night, through the day. Hallelujah. He sees your every need. And is waiting for you to call on him. Hallelujah. Christ said he come to tell you what Jesus said. He's calling you, telling you to call on him. Glory to God. Should you be afraid of the pestilence that walketh in the darkness? Nor the destruction of the wastes at noonday. Hallelujah. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near you. Hallelujah. Whatever that is, God will keep it from harming you. He'll keep you. Hallelujah. In the right place. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. When you make God your refuge, and He then will cover everything else for you. He will do the fighting for you. He will protect you. He is your place, your hiding place. Hallelujah. In the Word. The Word delivers. The Word will lift you up out of the problem that you seem to be facing. And don't see your way out of getting out of the situation. Knowing that the Word has said, I can count it all joy when I get into these adverse situations. Count it as joy. So we got to reprogram ourselves to think I'm in God's hand. We got to reprogram ourselves to know that He that's with me is more than all that comes against me. Hallelujah. There shall no evil before thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. So God will keep it from you if it doesn't need meant for you to go through it. And when it comes your way, it's for His glory. Not your purpose, but according to His purpose. Because we all was made for His glory. There shall no evil before thee, neither will that plague come, and neither dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you. He got angels covering you. David said, goodness and mercy will follow him. Ask your neighbor, who's your angels? He's going to give His angels charge over you. They put them in their care, and they will shelter you and cover you and keep you up. They will lift you up. He said, that shall bear thee up in thy hands. Lift that dash thy foot against a stone. So He's going to lift you up so you don't even stumble. He'll lift you up so you don't even hit your feet against the stone. He's going to protect you. He got angels covering you. Know that you got angels every day of your life, every second of your life. You got angels, hallelujah, covering you. Thou shalt tread upon the lions and the antelope, and the young lions and the dragon shalt thou trample under thy foot. Yeah. These things come to you sometimes, they be just as bad as a lion and a tiger. But you're going to overcome it because you're going to sail above it all. You're going to mount up with wings as eagles and fly above the turbulence that's going on beneath you. Hallelujah. You may be going through, but your spiritual man is lifted up. Your physical man may be down here in the turbulence. And we'll bring the spiritual man down there with him, and then we have a rough time going through. But if we just get ourselves up with the spiritual man, hallelujah, when we lift ourselves up with the spiritual man, God will handle the rest of it. And we can sail above all of that. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I feel no evil. He shall call upon me, and I shall answer. And I will be in him, with him in trouble. And I will deliver him and honor him. long life. Shall he give to you long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. God will do it for you. But you got to get in this secret place and stay there. And then you will be able to know, the world will know, why are you smiling and rejoicing when you should be frowning and crying and moaning and in your doom and gloom. Hallelujah. Knowing that you about to be like Peter and Paul, rejoicing because you got whipped for the cause of Christ. Hallelujah. And know that I learned to be confident, to be satisfied in whatever state I'm in. I learned how to handle it. That's all he's saying. I have suffered loss and I have gained. I've been up and I know how to be down. I've been hungry, but I also know how to be full. I found out that in every state that I'm in, I can do all things through Christ, who strengthened me in his secret place. And everything else will fall in line. So stay in the Word. Stay in the Word. It's your secret place. Instead of complaining when you have a next pain, say, thank you, Jesus. You still can feel the pain. Thank you, Jesus, for delivering me out of the pain. You still in the pain, but you thanking him because he's already delivered me out of it. I just got to make my way to the place where my deliverance are. Don't just give in, but cast it to the Lord, and he will deliver you. God's invitation is extended to anyone that needs to be in the secret place. That God has for you. That secret place of deliverance and victory and peace and joy. Get there and stay there.